Making my way into Texaco, New Mexico, 16 miles east of Clovis. I'm seeing signs for Romney Ryan, you know, Obama signs out here. On a drizzly afternoon, I met Mark and Twyla Koss.
I'm Twyla Koss.
Mark Koss.
Literally across the field from their home is the Lone Star State of Texas. I've never been out to this rural swath of New Mexico ranch land before, but from looking around, I see there's an Air Force base. And quickly, I discovered that Mark operates heavy machinery for the county.
Maintainer, backhoe, whatever they need me to do for that day, that's what I go do.
And Twyla performs OBGYN ultrasound.
I'm an ultrasonographer at a women's clinic.
So for the past 20 years, day in, day out, she looks at fetuses, ovaries, uteruses.
About 20-something scans or more a day.
Twyla is one of two sonographers at the Soul Clinic that serves a 90-mile radius. There are about 600 pregnant women under the clinic's care currently.
Ultrasound reassures women.
Typically, the drill is when a woman discovers she's pregnant, she finds a doctor, and before long, to determine due dates and whatnot, an ultrasound is ordered. And during these run-of-the-mill scans, if for any reason Twyla detects an abnormality, she calls in the doctor.
You know, if it's something mild, like maybe the kidneys are building a little fluid, and that's all we notice, they'll wait to see if that results. But if it's something like the gut is outside the abdomen, they send that to a perinatologist.
The perinatologist does a bunch of tests in order to determine whether the fetus is viable, so to speak.
Some things is lethal to babies, and there's some things that's lethal to mom.
So being on the state line, Lubbock, Texas is actually a lot closer to this clinic than Albuquerque. And most often insurance companies require the patients go to Texas to see the specialist, which is where things begin to get tricky in this story because laws vary state to state. As you can imagine, 20 ultrasounds a day for 20 years.
I've seen a lot of abnormalities.
It's part of the job, but a few months ago, an excited young woman and her husband, who just returned from Afghanistan, came in pregnant in their first trimester.
And every system on that baby was abnormal, all of it. The brain was not developed. The heart was outside the chest. The spine was abnormally curved. There was an arm missing, and she was sent to Lubbock.
The perinatologist told the couple that this was a lethal situation, that even if they chose to carry to term and deliver via C-section, the baby wouldn't live for more than 3 days, and medical costs would be close to $500,000, most of which would go uncovered by their insurance. Earlier in the year, Texas had passed a law.
Texas passed a law that any woman wanting an abortion has to have a transvaginal ultrasound, and the technologist there have to describe the baby to them.
In addition, Doppler radar is placed on the baby's heart, and the would-be parents have to listen.
And it was just so upsetting to me to know that Texas had described all that to them, made her look at all that. And a big military husband who had just got back from Afghanistan was severely upset and traumatized, crying. And watching everything they went through, you know, it just burned me so bad.
Twyla says when they went in for their abortion,
church groups were there yelling murderer,
as well as some of her coworkers.
And I don't understand why you're going to be quote unquote a Christian, but you're going to defy Matthew and judge other people. Matthew says, judge not lest you be judged. Walk what you preach. Why don't you leave that person's problems between them and their doctor and God? How can you call no brain or, you know, multiple surgeries to try to keep that heart beating a life? That's not a life.
And even after 20 years as a medical specialist, it was that very moment that lit a fire under Twyla and Mark. Right about that time, the group Unite Women was holding a march at the Capitol in Santa Fe.
And I told my husband, I'm so angry with politicians. I'm going to this march. And he said, I'm going with you. He did have a sign he held.
What did your sign say?
I don't even remember what it was now.
I remember what my sign said because right before this happened is when Rush Limbaugh came out with his stupidity. And my sign said, this slut votes.
You may remember earlier in the year when Limbaugh called a Georgetown law school student a slut and prostitute when she wanted to testify in front of Congress during a hearing on contraception. The student was denied the right to speak on behalf of folks who needed birth control for things like hormone therapy to curb the growth of ovarian cysts and whatnot. Both Mark and Twyla are registered Republicans, but don't feel that there's any way they can support their party's candidates. Take, for example, the comment that Missouri senatorial candidate Todd Akin made earlier this year.
The thing that really upset him was the comment about you can't get pregnant when you've been raped because your body knows it's wrong and it's got a chemical to kill it. Then why are raped women getting pregnant?
They're making crazy comments. You know, anybody would know that it's crazy.
I'm not happy, really, with either Democrat and Republican Party. But in this election, I'm going to have to vote for the person that I think is the least evil. And I cannot vote for a Republican who uses his position and wants to take away rights of women.
Even though Twyla comes from a lineage of pro-lifers.
You know, I'm thinking about my grandmother. My gosh, I still remember her talking about when she got the right to vote. You want to take away birth control? And I'm wondering, what's next? Are they going to take away the women's right to vote? I think my grandmother would be proud of me.
Twyla and Mark are casting their votes absentee ballot since they'll be diving off the Great Barrier Reef on Election Day. For KUNM in Texaco, New Mexico, I'm Rita Daniels.